Area Voices does tell the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And we've been talking about sustainability. We've been talking about Earth Day, gardening. And as far as Record Store Day goes, recycling.
And reusing.
And we're going to continue that conversation about sustainability as far as the Earth Day events going on across the listening area. The Earth Day event going on in Bemidji is unique in that it's combining music and arts and recreation and Native American traditions. We're adding all that to the conversation. And Erica Bailey Johnson is the sustainability coordinator at Bemidji State University. She and her staff will host the Earth Day celebration this Sunday at Bemidji State University that in many ways does meld arts, culture, and history under that umbrella of sustainability. She's here to tell us about it. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So your event is unique in combining the musical element into the celebration. How did that come about?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll shorten it. So it was... there was a conference, a sustainability conference down in Decorah, Iowa at Central College, and it was this fall, and there was a poster session, and one of the posters happened to be the University of Minnesota was sharing their event they had last year, and it was called Sus Tunes, and I didn't actually make the connection until just recently to iTunes, but anyway, Sus Tunes was the name of their kind of like event that they had around Earth Day, and it was connecting their music community in particular to their sustainability community, and it just looked really fun, and there was a student from our office that was standing there with me, and later that semester in the fall, we were kind of like, should we do that? Should we do that for Earth Day? I mean, that sounds really fun. And we have such a strong art community in Bemidji. And why don't we kind of expand it a little bit? So we had this brainstorming session in November and thought of people that should be involved and maybe helping us plan it and organize it. And so then starting, I think our first meeting that we had was at the end of January. And so we have an awesome planning committee trying to figure out, like, what does this mean if we have our arts community connect with our environmental community? What should we do? Like, who should be there? It's funny because I even now, like, every day I'm like, oh, man, like, there's so, it could be 1,000 people easily right. that could be involved. But we're really excited. We reserved the space right away. And so then we just were working on filling it with all these different ideas.
So tell us what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of different parts. One of the parts is performances. So we really realize that a lot of the, you know, artistic expression as far as music, we'll have Pelican Railroad will be there. We have Thomas X. He's a rapper from Red Lake. We have Susie and Hondo School of Dance. They've been part of the planning committee this whole time. And they will be, they'll be doing a showcase a lesson so people can come and actually learn like a kind of like a line dance kind of thing. And then they're also going to have some of their dances that they'll show. And then we're working on it. We have some poetry readings and we also have Just for Kicks will be there. Yeah, so we have a bunch of different performances, live performances that'll be present, which I'm really excited about. And then to intro it all, we have a BSU student that's going to be opening it in a good way. So he's a Native American student at BSU, and he'll be doing a hand drum opening for us, which I'm very grateful for. And then, let's see, so the performances, and then we also have a bunch of just awesome booths. So we have around 20 booths, and we tried to really connect like artistic, you know, organizations and environmental organizations and a lot of other like cool things. So it's just this really fun mix of, some of them are kind of just sharing information. Some are going to be having like a hands-on activity for kids or whoever, like planting seeds. Like I know Bella Thalia, Kate Bellevaux's, her organization, her nonprofit will be, they're going to be making little pots out of newspaper and then planting organic seeds. So she's going to have that there. And then we also have vendors. So like Northern gallery is going to have, I think, about 6 vendors with their local art that is really focused on natural things. Like, they're going to be there and going to be selling items. And then we also have another one I just want to shout out to is Sharon Nordrum, too. So Sharon Nordrum is a Leech Lake artist, and she'll be there with all of her beautiful art that's really, like, she really focuses on a lot of nature elements to her work. So uh-huh. We're really excited. So we'll have the booths. Can I keep going? So we have the booths. We also have the silent auction.
Okay.
So this is going to be a fun new one for us. And we have over 30 silent auction items from these very generous donors. We have everything from Hills Country Greenhouse donated over $100 apple tree to a handmade bent shaft canoe paddle that my husband makes. So we have all these just really cool things that will be on the silent auction section of the room. And those donations, or those the money, the funds that come from the silent auction, will go to two projects in our community that they came up right away in our meetings, and we feel really good about. One of them is Watermark Art Center is going to be working on a big native plant rain garden. So right now at their entrance, they have a bunch of rocks, you might notice, in this big depression, and it's a really big space, and they're going to work on transforming that into a native plant rain garden. So that'll be fun. So that'll go, one half of the money will go towards that, and then the other half will go towards the Bemidji Area Community Food Shelf Farm. So they do all kinds of good work connecting people to the land and to gardening and to the food that comes right from outside the food shelf. So we're excited about those two things. So we have the booths, the performances, we have the silent auction. We also have food. We have, I've been working with our local food vendor on campus, Aramark, and they always do a fantastic job of getting, we're working on zero waste. So we have, hopefully, like, we have all reusable dishware, utensils, all those kinds of things with good food. We have a wild rice hot dish and then some fruits and vegetables and things like that that we'll have available the whole time too. That's free for folks to come to. And then one last piece that I want to mention is the art. So we have a fourth, fifth grade Schoolcraft Learning Community. They approached us right away because their art project is around plastic. So they actually collected like bottle caps and things like that, and they made these art displays out of plastic. So that will be one of the displays that we'll have out that people can take a look at of these fourth and fifth graders.
Sounds like there's a lot going on. That is Erica Bailey Johnson. She's the sustainability coordinator at Bemidji State University, and she's talking about all the events that'll be going on at BSU Sunday.
One of the just quick events that we are doing on Saturday through our office is we connect with the track and field program at BSU, and we are running a 5K, 10K. It's called Stride into Spring. So we're thinking that it's going to help us get, you know, it's already like working a little bit.
It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday.
Yes, I know. So we have a 5K, 10K that starts from the rec center. And what's really exciting, like we have t-shirts for the runners, and a student designed this really awesome, like kind of water themed logo for the t-shirts this year. And then we also have Steger Mucklucks donated one pair of Mucklucks, and we have another pair that all the people that run can like put their name in the bucket to win. And yeah, and so we just try to get out and enjoy the outdoors and encourage wellness. And so that starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday at the
beautiful, nice course. You run up the west side of the lake.
Yeah.
Up Birchmont Avenue, get up high on the hill there. And well, usually you can see the lake. Now you're going to see a big chunk of ice.
Yeah.
It's
there.
It's there. Erica, we have just a couple minutes left, but I know you talked about how the event Saturday at Hobson Union will be kicked off with a drum circle, mm-hmm. or hand drum. And I know that you do talks on Native sensibility as far as mm-hmm. sustainability. Could you talk a little bit about that frame of thinking as opposed to kind of mainstream frame of thinking, or how they differ and how they maybe are alike, or how non-Native people could maybe acquire some of these habits
yeah.
that come from our Native brothers and sisters.
I can definitely speak, like, you know, like in a kind of concise way about what, how I feel about that. And I think, like, our dominant society, I kind of frame it as we tend to have this view of we are separate from nature. So we are separate from nature. We are in control of nature. We can do whatever we want. Like, it's there for us. So that's kind of the dominant paradigm or narrative, I would say. And then for thousands of years, Indigenous people have had a very different way of seeing our relationship with nature. And that is that we are a part of it, that we depend on it, that we should take responsibility for it. So rather than having a right to do whatever we want with nature, that we ultimately have a responsibility to protect and preserve this sacredness that is what we, like, how we live. So,
yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. And I know that you're kind of an expert on that. You could probably talk for hours.
Yeah. I don't know about hours, but yeah, I feel really passionate about that. Can I want to mention one other piece too that I just popped into my head about the Arts of the Earth Festival I think folks would be interested in, because I'm super excited about it. Just heads up, still working on the paperwork, but we do hopefully have Al Beliveau coming in, and he's going to be doing a demonstration welding project in front of the union. So, you know, he takes reused metal or wasted metal, you know, yeah. and he makes these beautiful, like, sculptures out of this metal. So he's going to be coming in. I'm really, really close to finishing and finalizing that on Sunday. The whole time he'll be there right in front of the union with his project. So I just wanted to mention that, because everybody's really excited about him being there, and I'm really grateful for him to share his time with us.
It's the perfect marriage, having artists, I think, connected with the environmental awareness event. Mm-hmm. I work, as you know, with my job, I go to artists' studios quite frequently and talk with them. They are, I mean, I know I'm talking at the blanket statement, but some of the most sustainability conscious people artists are. They keep everything, and it's kind of organized in a way that they know exactly where things are at, and they're not wasteful.
Yeah, and I was even at a BSU choir event last night, and the conductor just had a really good point, you know, about music and art and things. He's like, it just, so much of that transcends all of our divides, you know, all of our polarization, religion, politics, all this stuff, like, all of that just can really unite people, and it really feels good, and it really transcends boundaries. So I think that's sustainable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Erica Bailey Johnson. Again, she is the sustainability coordinator at Bemidji State University. Sunday afternoon, you are invited to the Bemidji State University Earth Day celebration. It's going to happen from 11 to 2, although there is a run.
12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I really.
Yep.
The run is on Saturday morning at 9.
Yep. And then the Arts of the Earth Festival is from 12:30 to 3:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
Yep, in the Beaux Arts Ballroom.
Which is in the Hobson Union. If you're driving on Birchmont, look for the Hobson Union sign. It's right next to there's a bunch of public art out there.
I think the 11 to 2 is Harmony's event, and we really want to encourage, we've been partnering the whole time to try to encourage folks to attend the Harmony's annual Earth Day, like, celebration too.
It's great. Well, have an awesome event.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting it together for the people of our community.
Yeah, as always, it takes a team, and so I'm really grateful for everybody that's been part of the planning process.
For more information on that, give us a call, 800-662-5799.